It's not very often that I find myself in a knitting shop. However, needs musts. So, I've come to see Pat Mayhew at Sew to Knit on Station Road. And Pat, when she's not doing knitting stuff, is running the Taunton Markets and pretty much put together, along with Kelly Durden, the whole Christmas lights affair at the weekend. How you feeling, Pat?
Tired. But very, very happy with how it went. It took a huge team of people to get it together, and I've got to thank all of those. And as you say, we don't very often find ourselves in a knitting shop because I spend most of my time on the markets. My husband runs this mainly for me. Got huge amounts of accolade from the traders and the authorities. So hopefully it'll go bigger and better next year.
Do you know what I thought? And I've been talking about this for the last couple of days, and I mentioned it to you on Sunday as well, was the markets down East Street and North Street. They were just fabulous, weren't they?
They were. I'm very, very grateful for the traders that came out, and we didn't know what the weather was going to be like, but hopefully they all did very, very well, and they'll all come and join us again next year.
Of course, you had the market traders and the stands up the High Street, and then Castle Green as well. You had the Blackdown Hills Country Market there. It was just like a market fest, wasn't it? It was absolutely terrific. Let me ask you something, because this has come around in conversation a couple of times since Sunday. What chance is there moving forward that perhaps maybe once a month, maybe one Sunday each month, you could put on, just literally close off the town centre and put on a market like that? Because that was tremendous.
I'd love to do it, but it costs an awful lot of money, and there's a lot of logistical problems to close off a town centre once a month. I was looking actually of closing off places like Hammett Street and the High Street and 4th Street once a month, where you could get a lot of entertainment going, a lot of food, a lot of markets, without actually closing down the main centre. We've got a lot of open spaces as well, Castle Green, Goodlands Gardens. We could maybe do something once a month, once every 2 months, that actually incorporates doing things in all the open spaces.
Now, in the build-up to Christmas, you got more market stuff to look forward to. I can see the excitement in your eyes overall. So, in terms of the markets, what's going to be happening in the build-up to and over the Christmas break?
We start building the Christmas chalets this evening on the High Street. So that'll be a high festival activity where we have lots of music, a few Germany bits, but mainly we're not going for German market. We're going for a Taunton Christmas market alongside that. That runs from the 1st to the 24th of December inclusive. Along with that, we've got the normal street markets, the farmers market, the Blackdown Hills market. But we're hoping to be able to bring enough traders in to do a market every single day from the 1st all the way through to the 24th.
I think it sounds like a great idea. And I think it'll bring an awful lot into town as well, which is the main object, isn't it?
The whole point in starting the markets were footfall. When we first started, the High Street had very little footfall. And we see it build up every single week as the markets get bigger and bigger. This town needs help. And hopefully, with a lot of people involved and are now getting involved, this town should be buzzing by this time next year.
Well, by this time next year, hopefully the NIDR will be open. Work will have started on Firepool. And so it's all these little bolt-ons that will help to regenerate the town, as you said, because I think it's fair to say in areas that we do definitely need it. And then, of course, we've had the news recently about the jobs just on the other side of Junction 25, the big projects which are going up there, which will obviously bring in a bit more trade into town as well. You said about the footfall into town, how it's grown. Has there been a distinct difference over the last 6 months?
I believe so. I believe there's been a huge difference, especially on High Street. We've been thanked by places like Body Shop for bringing people in on days that normally they're very, very quiet, like Mother's Day. We had a huge market on that day and it was absolutely fabulous. So we're taking our lead really from the retailers in that area. I got to stress that, you know, if you want footfall in the town and you want the town to be buzzing, support the markets. The markets actually raise money so that we can put on other events in the town. And that is very important. The local authority have no money. We should be doing this ourselves. We are the retailers of the town. We should get up and be counted.
Absolutely. And I think there's still this perception that, oh, you know, we shouldn't have to pay for this. This should be the council's job, like a lot of people were saying about the lights, okay? But we all know about the cuts that are taking place all over the country because of the way funding is in this country at the moment. So it doesn't really hurt just to sort of help out. And let's be honest about it. Most of the shops in the town over the course of the weekend would have absolutely benefited from what was just a terrific day. So you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Works
Excellent.
Both ways, doesn't it?
It does work both ways. I did a quick survey a few weeks ago on mainly to do with the lights. Would we like the local authority to use our money, not their money, our money, to pay for the light switch on, or would we like them to have another policeman on the beat or the road verges cut? And 99.9% said, do not cut our services. You know, locate your money for the lights somewhere else. And between Kelly and I think actually we've done that this year. It's only going to get better next year. The retailers just got to stand up and be counted now.
I know it's only early days, but have you thought about what's going to happen next year yet?
Oh, just bigger and better. Yeah, we just need more people on the streets offering to marshal and things like that. Yeah. And yes, Kelly has come up with some great ideas. I will back them. We will do the bits that we're very good at, which is the paperwork, etc., and the marshals and policing of the area. And hopefully it'll just get bigger and better. I'm not sure where we're going to put any more pedestrians. We might have to open fire pool for that one.
Either that or you can stick him up on the roof of the market house where Santa was the other day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not sure the local authority would agree, but yes, we'll find places for the pedestrians to go. We'll build it. And they will come.
And then we'll help promote it and be alongside you all the way with it. So, Pat, well done on a terrific job. And thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Darren.